Well, first of all, it's been a tremendous season for our conference and outstanding basketball game by two teams that certainly played their hearts out. And congratulations to Princeton for being Ivy League champions, as well as we are, but also for the bid to the NCAA tournament. Just thought they played a tremendous game. We're certainly heartbroken and devastated, as you can imagine, being on the end of that. I thought both teams obviously could have very well have felt they deserved to win this basketball game, and I think that would be a fair statement. But again, congratulations to Princeton for a tremendous effort and a tremendous victory.
Let's try to get some questions for Oliver, so if you don't have any, we can get him back to the locker room.
Oliver, looking you were cramping up, how are you feeling physically?
I was fine.
Oliver, just talk about how far Harvard was able to come this year and how much potential there is going into next season for you guys.
It's really hard to talk about next season. Like Coach said, we still have more left of this season, and but obviously, yeah, with the young team and not losing anybody, we're going to be definitely good next year, but we still got more season left.
Oliver, when did you feel the momentum start to shift in this game?
I don't know. It was pretty back and forth towards the middle of the second half. They started hitting some shots. Then when Davis hit those threes, that was probably big. Still were there to win it then. Just
Oliver, can you describe what you saw on the last play?
They faded Davis in the corner, and I was late getting there. And then he took a couple of dribbles middle and went up, and with the undisciplined, and I jumped when I shouldn't have, and he made a tough shot, but a good shot at the end.
Any more questions for Oliver?
Don't mean to press you, but do you mind sharing what went through your mind when you saw that shot?
Oliver, well, obviously it was a dagger. Your heart just sinks, and this is certainly a tough moment for all of us. And but you as I mentioned to our players, you congratulate them. I thought they played a tremendous game. I thought we played a tremendous game. We played with a great deal of heart and passion, as they did, and came down to, that particular play. And, I'm sure they would feel very fortunate, and we were unfortunate.
Tommy, was a lot of nervous energy at the start of the game, and then you finally settled in?
I think so. This type of game and environment, both teams and the energy in the building, and what a special afternoon for our league. And to see, the top two teams in our league this year play the way that they played, and certainly the start of it wasn't a thing of beauty, but we settled in and certainly became, a well-played basketball game by both squads.
You think you've done enough for an at-large bid, Tommy?
I have no idea. I don't know how that process works, and, we've had a tremendous year, and we're very pleased and proud of that, and obviously we're, heartbroken right now, but I really don't know, and powers to be will make those cases and those decisions.
How big of a factor were the fouls on Wright and Casey late in the game?
Yeah, it doesn't help us when, those guys are in foul trouble, but certainly we were able to massage it and get them in and out, and I thought they did a great job of being smarter, with the foul trouble and the four fouls that they both had, and that wasn't a factor at the end. I mean, they made big plays to even try to at least block or be a factor on that last shot by Davis, before the last shot, I should say, his drive attempt. So just a tremendous job by our team with the foul trouble, but certainly that didn't help us as we were, pulls those kids back a little bit without being as aggressive as we like for them to be.
Tommy, you're up 9, but very early in the second half, but do you have any sense of it slipping away, or was it simply an ebb and flow thing?
Bob, I thought so. I didn't feel like it, slipped away. We were, certainly we had a lead, and they inched their way back in it, and we honestly felt that it wasn't going to be a game that was going to, either team was going to run away with it. Not the way that both of us played all year, especially against one another. They've been these kinds of games, been close and hard fought all the way to the end. So I didn't anticipate it was going to be, certainly love to have the lead, and wish we could have done a little better with it. But, you know, you give them credit for how they kept their poise and composure and made some really good plays to put themselves back in contention and certainly got it at the end.
Tommy, did you see anything different out of Maddox this week than you did last weekend?
You know, no. And he's such a tough guard in terms of us trying to match up with him. I mean, he's a tremendous post player. He drives it. He's a very much an underrated passer. I think that's a part of his game that, in my opinion, gets overlooked. But, no, we didn't see anything, you know, different. I thought Conley played very well, you know, gave them a boost up front and was a factor. I thought their ability to get on the backboard hurt us. You look at the numbers there. And then I thought that, you know, it's amazing, you know, we've been one of the better foul shooting teams in the country all year, and that was an area that certainly, you know, didn't help us this afternoon.
Can you share at all what you said to the team afterwards?
I told them I was proud of them. I told them I was incredibly impressed and proud of the effort, the way that they competed all year, and certainly how they competed here this afternoon, and I knew that we were, you know, it was a crushing loss for anyone at any time, let alone in a game like this. But I told them we would discuss it more when we get a chance to get back and let things settle. But there's more basketball for us to play this year, and we have to figure out what that means at some point. But I'm really proud of our team and our program, and certainly would be wonderful to have a chance to sit here with a victory. But again, I just want to congratulate Princeton on a tremendous effort and obviously with a great season.
Was youth a factor at all?
You know what? I can't see that as being a factor. I thought our youth, you know, got us the go-ahead basket. If you say youth, I mean, which is, I thought our kids played exceptionally well. I thought we gave, as I said, great effort. I thought we executed. I thought that, you know, we didn't shoot foul shots very well, and they wouldn't block out very well. And I thought those were two areas that, you know, really hurt us. And we talked about it. But again, you give them the credit for their execution of those two areas.
Are your players hopeful at this point for an at-large bid?
You know, we haven't talked about it at all. So we were thinking of this afternoon and this afternoon only, and wouldn't have to worry about those kinds of plans or thoughts or decisions. We just thought we were hopeful to put ourselves in a position to get the bid outright with our league, and obviously it didn't happen.
Tommy, when you look at this roster, there's no seniors on it.
Yeah.
Between the end of this year and what is to come next year, how much of a motivation is this day going to be, do you think, for these guys who are going to have something?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'm sure as anybody that's a competitor, and we have a group of competitors that certainly will be a factor as they go through the spring and summer, but that's a ways off. And but, you know, this is it's been very exciting for us, you know, to be in a position we're in, to have these opportunities, to play in these kind of games at this time of the year. It's what we've been hoping for, building toward the vision we've had for our program, and hopefully get to a point to where we will be up here talking about, winning this game and or games such as this in the future, and going on to the NCAA tournament representing our league.
When you looked across the floor and you saw how many Harvard fans had come down here, where when you started out, you were starting to build not only on the floor but the culture of Harvard basketball. What did that mean to you?
Well, it's been that way. Certainly for a while now for us, and we've seen the growth and the development, and certainly we'll get a chance to reflect and have those things come to light and be much more meaningful for me to discuss it. But our fans have been tremendous. Last year they were great. Our students have been outstanding. We've been hungry for, you know, an Ivy League championship, and we've been able to achieve that. We're hungry for, you know, to go further than that, and I'm really proud of the growth that we've seen in Harvard basketball.